Welcome to Deed & B College. Today we're building something that matters a lot in real drum and bass arrangement. A dark side intro that feels like a proper DJ tool, but still carries that jungle and old-school D&B energy. The goal is not just to make a cool opening sound. The goal is to make an intro that can live in a club mix, give a DJ something useful to blend with, and still feel like it belongs to a heavy, modern track. The first thing to understand is this. Start with function, not sound design. Before you add anything complicated, decide how long the intro needs to be. In D&B, 16 bars is often the sweet spot. It gives you enough time to build tension, but it's still clean and easy to count in a mix. Set your arrangement so the drop has a clear landing point. Then think in phrases. Maybe the first 8 bars are atmosphere and motif, and the next 8 bars are escalation. That structure alone already makes the idea much more DJ-friendly. Why this works in D&B is simple. DJs need phrasing they can count against. If the intro is built in clear 4-bar or 8-bar blocks, it becomes much easier to blend, and the track feels intentional instead of like a loop that got stretched. Now build your dark core layer. Load a stock instrument in Ableton Live 12, something like Wavetable, simpler, or analog depending on how raw you want the result. For a jungle-leaning or old-school flavored intro, a detuned saw, a restyle patch, or a dirty harmonic bed works much better than a clean pad. Keep the notes minimal. One note, maybe a root and fifth, or root and octave movement is often enough. You want to suggest harmony, not fully stated yet. If you want that dark side tension, keep the filter fairly closed at first. A low pass cutoff somewhere in the low mid range can work well, and then you can slowly open it over time. Add a little saturation for edge, but don't destroy the tone. You're aiming for menace, not noise for the sake of noise. What to listen for here? The layer should feel ominous and mobile. If it sounds pretty, airy, or overly wide, you're drifting away from the dark utility you actually need. You want something that feels like a tunnel opening, not a glossy pad floating over everything. From there, split the intro into rolls. This is a big one. Don't make one layer do everything. You want a bed, a rhythm, and a punctuation element. The bed is your atmospheric harmonic or noise texture. The rhythm is your chopped break, gated percussion, or filtered top loop. The punctuation is the reverse hit, impact, snare ghost, or short stab that gives the section some punctuation marks. A really solid Ableton chain for the bed might be the instrument, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. For the rhythm layer, a break in simpler or as audio, then drum bus or saturator, then EQ8, and maybe a subtle auto pan if it helps the upper movement. Keep the low end under control. For the punctuation layer, take a hit or a break fragment, process it with reverb and auto filter, and use it for reverses and tails. Why this works in D&B is because jungle and old school intros feel convincing when the ear can hear different functions. If everything has the same decay, the same width, and the same density, the intro turns to mush. Separation creates clarity, and clarity gives the DJ something usable. Now bring in the break. Don't just loop it straight away. Edit a fragment so it answers the dark layer. Use a classic break, or your own edit, and slice it into short phrases. In simpler, slice mode can be great for this. You can also chop audio manually if you want more control over the groove. Build a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase with ghost notes and a few fuller hits. Leave some space. Let the snare placement feel clear enough that the listener can count the grid, but not so rigid that it loses swing. A little timing imperfection can help here. A ghost hit nudged a few milliseconds late can make it feel more human. Just don't overdo it or it starts sounding messy instead of alive. What to listen for? The break should imply forward motion without stealing the drop. If the break already feels like the main event, back it off. The intro needs to support the arrival of the drop, not replace it. Now we get into the heart of the lesson. Modulation. But this has to be controlled. The goal is not random wobble. It's controlled breathing. Use automation or rock macros to move a few key elements over 8 or 16 bars. Good targets are filter cutoff, saturation amount, reverb wetness, stereo width on the top layer or delay feedback on isolated hits. A very practical Ableton workflow is to group your bed layer into an instrument rack or audio effect rack and map a few macros. One macro for filter cutoff. One for saturator drive, one for reverb size or wet amount, one for width or panning movement on the upper texture. Then automate those macros in a phrase-based way. Small changes every 2 bars, bigger opening near the final 2 bars before the drop. This is where you make a choice. If you want a deep, ritualistic, dread-heavy vibe, Go for slow modulation that feels like the section is gradually waking up. If you want raw jungle reload energy, use sharper changes that are more audible. Both work. The difference is the feeling you want in the room. And here's a useful rule. Only one element should be allowed to wander at a time. If the filter is moving, keep the width stable. If the width is opening, keep the tonal center stable. If the break is getting busier, reduce the amount of tonal movement. That keeps the intro readable on a loud club system. Now shape the stereo field carefully. Dark intros can get huge very quickly, and that can kill the drop. Keep the sub and most of the rhythmic foundation centered or near mono. Use width on the upper harmonics, reverbs, and noise tails. Below roughly 120 Hz, stay disciplined. If your intro is too wide, the drop collapses when it lands. If it's too narrow, it can feel lifeless. The sweet spot is controlled breath, wide enough to feel cinematic, but solid enough to translate. And this is a good point to say, if the intro already feels exciting, don't keep adding sound just because you can. Save the idea, bounce a rough render, and test it against your drop. In DNB, the transition tells the truth fast. The arrangement usually matters more than another layer. Now make it DJ-friendly. A useful 16-bar shape might be atmosphere and faint rhythm in bars 1 to 4, break presence and harmonic motion in bars 5 to 8, increased modulation and tension in bars 9 to 12, and a final lift or slight strip back in bars 13 to 16. That means the intro gets more useful to the DJ as it goes on, while still feeling like it's building towards something. If the track leans more old-school or jungle, leave some lighter texture and less sub so another tune can sit on top of it. If it's darker and more modern, you can keep more tension in the mids, but still avoid filling the low end too early. A tiny fill or reverse hit in the last bar before the drop can work beautifully, but keep it short. One beat, maybe half a beat. In this style, negative space often hits harder than another giant riser. Here's another thing to remember. Don't judge the intro in isolation. Bring in a simple kick snare loop from the drop and audition the transition. If the intro masks the snare or muddies the bass entry, it is not ready yet. If the drop feels bigger because the intro stepped back at the right moment, you're on the right track. At that stage, you can commit parts to audio. This is a great advanced workflow move. If your bed and movement are working, print them to audio for speed and realism. Then you can chop tails, mute certain pieces, and replace hits with more precision. Keep the original MIDI saved, but move the arrangement forward with audio if the character is already there. A strong workflow is live MIDI and automation first, then print the movement heavy layer to audio, then edit the audio for phrase shape and spacing. That keeps you from endlessly tweaking a part that really wants to become arrangement. If the intro feels too full too early, mute one layer in the final four bars or high pass the last section more aggressively. If the sub is sneaking into the intro, remove it. If everything is wide, pull it back. If the automation feels nervous instead of intentional, simplify it to phrase length arcs. These fixes are usually structural, not just tonal. A couple of pro tips can push this further. Modulation is often more effective when it changes density, not just brightness. You can also keep one anchor element stable, like a recurring snare ghost or reverse pulse, so the listener always has something to hold onto while everything else shifts. And if you want a more underground feel, allow one slightly imperfect detail. A clipped ambient stab, a rough reverse tail, or an off-grid ghost hit can make the whole thing feel more human and more authentic. What to listen for as you finish? Does the intro feel alive without wobbling aimlessly? Does it get more useful to a DJ over time? And does the drop feel larger because of what you removed, not what you added? Those are the real checks. For the final polish, keep it simple. Clean any mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the layers stack up too much. Add only gentle saturation if the section feels too polite. Trim the level so the intro sits below the drop in emotional weight. The intro should create expectation, not compete with the payoff. Also check mono compatibility, especially if you used width tricks on the upper layers. Now I want to leave you with the practical challenge. Build a 16-bar dark side intro using only stock Ableton devices. Keep it to 3 active musical layers total. No sub in the intro. Automate only 3 parameters across the whole section. Print at least one layer to audio before the final edit. Make sure the section counts cleanly in 4-bar phrases, and make the last bar leave space so the drop feels bigger. That's the whole game here. Structure, control, movement, and DJ utility. Build the intro like a haunted tunnel that opens up, breathes, and then hands off cleanly into the drop. If you get the balance right, the intro won't just sound dark. It'll feel like it has a job. And in DNB, That's what makes it powerful. Now go make one. Test it against the drop, and trust the groove.